Jess Fu is here with the music. Kia ora, Jess, welcome.
Kia ora, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome, and I'm really looking forward. I think it's time to get some things spinning, some sounds fizzing. Where do we start?
Well, I'm very excited to share one of my new favourite groups right now. They're called Crush. So they're a new garage pop group based in Pōneke and Ototahi. But you might already be familiar with the members of Crush. It's made up of Richard Larson and Bevan Smith from Glass Vaults and Charlotte Forrester from Womb. And a couple weeks ago, they made a little splash with a little release of two singles called Fantasy Fiction and F the Noise. It's out on 7-inch and tape through Ototahi label Melted Ice Cream. But I absolutely fell in love with these singles, so I really needed to share these. So Richard had written these songs as a separate project from Glass Vaults, but he wanted to make something for a duet, and that's where Charlotte from Womb comes in, and he got them to sing vocals. Charlotte had already done some backing vocals for a previous Glass Vaults record, so they already had that relationship. And with the production, I think it's quite interesting. They had produced it so it sounded like it was almost being sung over the phone. There are different versions of the tracks. There's a mono version and a stereo version. And you can hear the phone quality, the lo-fi quality more in the mono version. And if you don't know what I mean by mono and stereo, I'll do a quick little deep dive run through. So a mono mix is where there's like only one channel that converts the signal to sound, whereas stereo is where there are multiple channels and gives a more fuller, detailed sound. So that's where like mono becomes a bit more lo-fi. So the differences can be kind of subtle. We're going to listen to the stereo mix of Fantasy Fiction, which is the second single off the EP. This is just perfect for the upcoming summer. It feels warm and gooey and just makes you melt. I've just had them on repeat for the past week or so. So let's have a listen to Fantasy Fiction by Crush.
You love me, I can tell. I don't feel so well. You love me, I can tell. I don't feel so well. Feel so well. You let the weather in. The cold air stain. My lungs are dry, dripping by.
My, the walls in this house are thin.
Very cool stuff, Jess.
Yeah, so good, right? I absolutely love them. So you can find those singles on streaming platforms, or you can also download it or get it on 7-inch or tape off their Bandcamp, which you can order on yourcrush.bandcamp.com. So now we're up to the second track. We're going to look at Vanishing Twin with their new album, Big... Orchid Gecko, which means big moonlight in Japanese. So Vanishing Twin are a London-based psych pop quintet led by Brussels-born singer and guitarist Kathy Lucas. And the band also includes Phil Jenkins, who was in the British band Broadcast, if you're a fan of them. He was in the band in the early 2000s. Sorry, they formed in 2015, and their name refers to the Vanishing Twin Syndrome. So that's where a twin disappears as their fetal tissue is absorbed by the other twin, but that can also be by the mother or placenta. I didn't actually know too much about this syndrome until when I learned more about this band, but this actually happened to Kathy, the lead singer, when she was in the womb. So that's kind of where the name comes from. They released their debut album, Choose Your Own Adventure, in 2016, and they've just released their third album, Orchid Gecko. And in this album, they really explore jazz and avant-garde elements. And in their earlier works, you can hear them test the waters in these genres a little bit. But with this one, they really lean into that off-kilter feel of jazz. And as of many recent releases, the album was created in lockdown. And you can definitely feel that. It captures that feeling of uncertainty and diving into an unknown, strange world with new protocols and rules. And it's a world that looks the same, but something is a little bit off. So we're going to listen to the opening track. It's airy and feels very topsy-turvy. Maybe it could be the soundtrack of another Wicker Man remake, maybe. So this is Big Moonlight by Vanishing Twin.
Vanishing Twin with Big Moonlight, Ukigehu. It's amazing what people will write stories about, things that matter to them, right? Things that are incredibly unusual.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like we can all kind of relate to that. So I'm sure everyone can. It just feels, you know, out of this world.
Exactly.
In a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so yeah. So we're up to the last track. We're looking at a reissue from Strut Records. The album's called Drum Message, which was recorded by two African artists in 1977. Their names are Ochima Asante and Plunky. So Ochima was and still is a highly skilled percussionist from Ghana and an expert of Ghana's traditional talking drums. He's most famous for is being able to play a five-person drum group all by himself. And then Plunky, his real name is James Branch. He's an African-American jazz saxophonist from Richmond, Virginia, and he founded a jazz funk band called Oneness of Juju in the 70s. And their paths crossed when Ochima and his band Hidzole Sounds were touring America with Hugh Masekela, who was a South African trumpeter. So Ochima and Plunky came together to record Drum Message in Washington, D.C., This is where they did reworks of each other's songs. So they bring their own uniqueness and skills to this record. It's a real melding of free jazz and West African rhythms. So we're going to listen to Follow Me, which was originally composed and performed by Oneness of Juju. Ochima puts his own spin on this track. He actually replaced the bass guitar with bass drums, so it's more rhythmic. So this is Follow Me by Ochima Asante and Plunky.
Thanks, Jess.
Thanks.
Thanks very much to Jess Fu for her selection this morning, and you've just been listening there to Ochima Asante and Plunky with Follow Me.